This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Here's the reason why.
Talk, talk, talk to me.
Oh.
Chuck Tuna providing the music, Aretha Franklin, beautiful. All right, so one of the more talked about sporting events of all time was the parade on Saturday. And there were a lot of good things, like the players actually sharing the cup, the fans, their incredible dedication, getting out there at 7 a.m., staying there till 4 o'clock, a lot of passion, a lot of love. But there were some things that you two had a issue with.
I'll let Coach go first.
Well, no, I may be showing my age and my conservative nature here, but you know, I have 19 grandchildren, and a lot of them are hockey fans, and one in particular came all the way in from Seattle just to be here for the parade. Paid his own airfare, his own money, etc. So he's got all these heroes. He's got four or five Blues jerseys, etc. He's got a goal in his room that lights up when the Blues score a goal. So, you know, he's a fanatic. And yet I worry about all my grandkids and the evils of drinking and drugs, teenagers, and all the stuff that goes on that they're susceptible to while they're in high school. So he comes to the parade, and all the good things you said, Frank, happened, and yet most of the Blues players are there with a can of beer in their hands, and many of them are slurring their words, and many of them are using, you know, inappropriate language, to the point where you, as a TV commentator, had to warn many of them, hey, we're on live TV here, before the interview. And my grandson is impressionable, and he sees this, and I just didn't like it. I think it was inappropriate. I think the Blues management could have said to these players, hey, for 5 hours, you know, no beer in your hands, let's just set an image here.
Or could you have just said this, hey, guys, nobody's getting drunk here today. If you want to sip a beer, go ahead, but be careful, or you would not even be comfortable with that.
Again, I know many of the fans out there are not going to appreciate me saying that, but no, I would not, but that's me. But yeah, what you said, that would at least been a first step. But I don't think in fact, I question whether Bud Light was a sponsor of this and actually told the players, walk around with a Bud Light beer can in your hand for advertising, which would be very hypocritical if that was the case. When many of these beer commercials are talking about drinking responsibly. But I don't know.
Well, now, they weren't driving the car.
I know they weren't driving the car. I understand that. And again, I'm sure people will take umbrage at what I'm saying. But you asked me. First of all, let me preface it by saying I think the Blues were great. I was fanatically watching it, cheering them on and all that. And I like the exuberance of their young players. I like the fact that they got mingled with the crowd. All that was wonderful. So, but that was just something that is indelibly printed in my mind.
Well, I know this is the first time the Blues have been here. When I saw the guys walk down the street and go mingling with the crowd with beers in their hand, the first thing I thought, wait a minute. And it has nothing to do with us being older. It's just we had a Cardinal player years ago who got killed in a car accident from drinking. You got to be careful with drinking and women. You got to be careful with it nowadays. And for them to get up on the stage, and I'm great celebration, I'm happy for it, okay? I'm not down there. For them to get up on stage and to curse like they did with all those kids in the audience, that's not right. That's a bad example. Can you imagine if that was an NBA player up there doing that? They would have called the president, man, these brothers up here cursing in front of the fans. You can't be doing that. So it was very inappropriate. It's always a good and bad to something. I know this is the first time, and people are going to listen to me, and I'll be called the wrong word in a minute, Coach. Everything that you said will fall back on me on the text that we received, but it was very inappropriate. And before they started this, there's nothing the coaching staff or management probably could have told them, don't drink. Well, if you tell them not to drink, you know they're going to drink anyway. It was just inappropriate.
Well, I think if the president, if Doug Armstrong said, you know, right before they all get in the cars, guys, here's some beer here, but let's act responsibly here. Let's be careful here. But then you got management people using the
management people doing cursing, man. It wasn't a great look.
Yeah. Okay,
it was a good look. and a bad look.
Yeah. There was an unbelievable look to it. I don't know what the number is, and nobody will ever figure out. But you did have 500,000 people down there, and you didn't have an incident, basically. I don't think there was any trouble at all. And, boy, there were just a bunch of people in a really good mood just cheering them on. And the display of affection and love was insane. I mean, I've covered the Cardinal parades and the Rams parade, and that was the best one I've ever seen.
Well,
or the most passionate one.
We shouldn't even talk about the Rams parade because it was the next day, and it was freezing cold, and it was at nighttime.
Terrible.
So
yeah,
it was a different
like
situation.
Late afternoon, went into the evening. You're right.
Right. It was cold,
so
man.
Cold.
It was cold. I said, hello, congratulations. I left.
And I can understand the exuberance. I mean, hockey teams in general are made up of very young kids, young players, and this is the first experience they've had doing this, and so I can understand that. And that's why I think I told you before, my favorite player is Bouwmeester. I think he sets the appropriate image. Now, again, he's 35 years old, so he's kind of the other extreme for the young 21, 22-year-old kids. But I thought he acted with great decorum, and maybe I missed it, but I didn't see him, you know, being interviewed and being wild and crazy and using profane language or even with a beer. Maybe he did, but I didn't see it. But he's my hero.
Did we just get a text from Cam?
Yes.
Yeah, Cam Jansen's chiming in now.
He said, is he fighting us? Charlie, don't act like you care about drinking and cussing. Well,
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Of course, I didn't win the Stanley Cup. Just a bad look, no matter what you say. Now, wherever I go tonight, somebody will say something to me.
Well, I'm sure I'll hear some of it, too, so from my friends. So.
We got a couple of miserable fuss putts in here with me today.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, my daughter, who's in my youngest daughter, who's young, said the same thing. How can they walk around down the street drinking like that, Dad? Yeah. I know what to say. The first time I saw the guys get out of the car, which was fantastic, remember this. An NBA player or most NFL players can't get out of their cars because they have trouble in their own arenas with fans. So you know doggone well they can't do it in a parade.
Yeah, I always marvel at the NBA, how they got the people sitting right there next to the...
Can you imagine?
The management must educate those people how to act during a game.
When they sell them the tickets.
Yeah, yeah, they must tell them, hey, if you know, those people are sitting right on the court, right next to the coach.
Can you imagine Russell...
Well, they didn't say anything to Drake or that Golden State Warriors owner who...
Could you imagine Russell...
Kyle Lowry.
But the penalty has been stiff.
Yeah, gosh.
Can you imagine Russell Westbrook walking down the street at a parade? And a lot of people
Kawhi
don't.
Leonard.
Oh my goodness,
Kawhi Leonard.
They can't do it.
Well, Kawhi Leonard yesterday got a standing ovation just walking down the Toronto baseball game, just walking down the aisle.
What's the biggest sport in Toronto now? Is it the Maple Leafs, their baseball team? I know the Raptors just won. Is the Maple Leafs still the biggest?
After July 1st, if Kawhi stays, I think the Raptors still own the town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly right now it's the Raptors, but it may be a one and done thing because if he goes, then it's over for them.
Well, the NBA isn't as exciting. I'm sorry to change.
No,
it's not. NBA, oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
It's just an unbelievable sport.
And, you know, I have to give LeBron credit for this in that even though the decision, the show with Jim Gray was, you know, smashed by the critics and LeBron was killed for it, that kind of started the entire, like, hey, the event is the off season, and now it just – think about this. As big as the Blues parade was Saturday, the biggest story nationally was the fact that the Lakers was going to get Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA offseason has just become the biggest thing.
Yeah, well compare it to the baseball draft and the NHL draft. I mean, these are players you don't
know.
We're
not even talking about the NHL draft.
No, we don't. Yeah.
Well, I don't care about that.
We don't know
the
players' names, but this NBA draft was riveting TV for whatever reason. I mean, I had friends of mine waiting to see if Porter was going to get drafted. It ended close to midnight.
Yeah.
I mean, and people stayed up just to see if he was going to get drafted.
Can you imagine this year's summer league for the NBA? It is going to be the most. It was most watched last year because of ball and people like that.
Yeah, so you'll
this
see
year,
Zion playing.
Oh my
in summer
goodness,
league.
This is going to be the NBA. Know they get it. They get it to the, they get it because of the young kids.
Well, I told you, you know, my grandson from Little Rock had shoulder surgery yesterday in Phoenix by the L.A. Dodgers team doctor, and I called him after the surgery and said, Luke, you know, hope you're feeling well. You're in my thoughts and prayers, blah, blah, blah. And he says, Pete Paul, don't tell me about the NBA draft. I don't want to know who was drafted because I'm going to watch the replay of the whole thing.
Because
I wanted to see all, you know, that just shows you the interest. He wanted to know who was the 60th pick.
I had Ryan Blake on the show Tuesday night, chief scout at NBA, Marty Blake's son. Yeah. He said, I've worked out, seen all these guys. He said, those commentators on the different networks that say this draft is nothing after the third selection are wrong. He said, this is a deep, deep draft, and it shined that way last night. Plus, the guys dressed the best ever I've seen in a long time.
I think the coolest thing is the emotion. You know, like Zion with his family.
Oh, my
God. These families that have worked so hard for these kids and seeing all that love, that's just
Did you see him cry?
Thing. Yeah.
With his mom? Oh, that was, well, that's touching.
But that's the good emotion. I felt so sorry for Bol Bol because the TV cameras keep showing him and he's sitting there. And even when his name was called. So the emotion of being highly selected, the emotion of not getting drafted till late, all of that is part of the drama of the NBA draft.
Ryan Blake said when he worked him out, he said, I weigh more than he does. He said, but he's got bad feet. And when a big man has bad feet, that's a bad sign.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing about it, too, is that kid has some skill, too.
Oh, he's tremendous.
He can handle the ball a little bit. He's got a little mid-range game. But if he doesn't have feet, it's over.
Yeah. You know, my thought when I was watching it, and maybe I was mistaken, but when the Pelicans drafted that point guard from Virginia Tech, remember Alexander Williams? And I think he came back.
Alexander Walker, yeah.
Walker. I think he came back from an injury and played against the Pelicans in
that
game.
He did in the tournament.
And I'm thinking, boy, I wish he hadn't come back for that one game. Maybe the Bills could have survived a first-round game.
I've been called a racist already. Oh, they got you pretty good, but not you. Let me call me. You're a good guy.
So do you believe that Zion is just a freak of nature and is going to be an unbelievable NBA player? Or do you think, wait a minute, that's a lot of weight for a young age, and I don't know if he shoots it. I think he's going to be a superstar.
Well, first of all, I don't think the weight's going to be an issue because the NBA staff will make sure that he's not overweight. He won't play overweight. They've got so much invested in him, not only money-wise, but obviously with his image and personality and everything else. So I don't think that's a problem.
He'll get a personal nutritionist.
I do like the fact that they drafted that big kid from Texas to be a rim blocker. I think that would really help Zion.
Yeah, you're talking about Jackson Hayes, the 7-footer, who maybe was, I don't know if he was slotted 8 to 10, and maybe a little bit of a reach, but he's a perfect rim protector on that squad. Yeah. That's an interesting team, too.
Oh, they're young.
Drew Holiday, and then...
athletic.
Yeah.
Very athletic. Maybe the most athletic team in the league right now.
I mean, they may be an NBA playoff team or close to a 500 team next season.
But if the Lakers can get... They don't need another max player whom they may try to get. If they can get some pieces with that team... The Lakers could be scary, too, because there's a short window.
You got James and Davis. I mean,
oh, my goodness.
If you had to pick a team right now to win the West, wouldn't you take them over the problems in Houston, the injuries at Golden State? Denver's coming. But I think I'd take the Lakers right now.
How do you trade Chris Paul? You can't trade him because he's got a max deal. He's got $124 million left on his deal. You can't trade him unless you eat up some of the contract before the trade.
Isn't that crazy that he's going to make like $40 million a year? I mean, granted, Hall of Famer, one of the great guards of his generation, but this Chris Paul is 15-8 and shooting 35 from three.
Yeah, you know, I just thought that he and Harden had a, you know, difficult time meshing, you know.
Do you blame that on coaching?
Probably, I would. Yeah,
They stand around.
Yeah,
everybody's standing around and watch James.
Paul kind of deferred to Harden bringing the ball up an awful lot. You know, I just thought it just was a bad chemistry mix.
Paul played in the past two seasons around 58 games, and when they bring the ball up on a fast break, when Chris Paul leaves the fast break, if you look at James Harden, he's at the half court line. He doesn't even run up on the fast break.
On the other hand, if he's handling the ball in the middle,
then he'll do it.
Yeah.
But do you think that before it's all said and done, we're going to call, like, James Harden, you know, after – would you rank it like this? Jordan 1, we're talking about just two guards. Jerry West 2, and then would James Harden be up there ahead of Dwayne Wade?
As Earl Austin Jr., as Shaquille O'Neal said the other day, this is no-touch league. When Jordan and those guys play, when you went drove to the hole, they touch you. When James Harden drives to the hole, now it's like Ole going on up. It's a different league now.
Yeah, but you know his numbers are just insane. I mean, who? I'd still put Jerry West ahead of him.
The Sugar.
And yeah. I don't know if I'd have Wade and Harden is tough.
I think I'd probably go with Harden over Wade.
I would too. Yeah.
I'd put Jerry West up there.
Thank you. They forget about Jerry, don't they, Coach?
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
good. But again, Charlie, we're
old-timers. Back you down.
So we're old-timers, Charlie.
That's now, if you're talking about a move the Lakers should make before a player, they should get him back to the Lakers from LA, from the Clippers. Best GM in all of the NBA ever.
Oh, Jerry West?
Jerry West.
I don't think he'll come back because of the Buss family.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a short time out. We have Rich Grauer. We have Charles Tuna Edwards with us. Our title sponsor is Hollywood Casino. I'm going to be out there on Saturday watching the Goo Goo Dolls. Great concert. It's a great place to watch a concert. Hollywood Amphitheater. 99 Hops House is the place where you can have great appetizers, sample one of their 99 different beers. Final Cut Steakhouse, one of the best steakhouses in St. Louis. Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor. We'll be right back.